It was back in 1974 that the Islamic Republic of Iran called for a nuclear-free zone in the Middle East. 50 years later, there's now a United Nations conference on the issue, and it's holding annual meetings.
I declare opening the fifth session of the Conference of Establishment of a Middle East Zone Free of Nuclear Weapons and Other Weapons of Mass Destruction.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres gave an opening statement to the committee via video.
Thank you for your commitment to achieving a Middle East zone free of nuclear weapons and other weapons of mass destruction. The idea of such a zone stretches back across decades, but with regional conflicts raging and tensions reaching a boiling point, this goal is becoming more urgent by the day.
A series of member states lined up to support the idea of a nuclear and weapons of mass destruction free zone, in conjunction with the existing Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, or NPT. The representative of Kuwait joined in urging action.
We call for the establishment of this NWFZ, but we do not wish this to remain a pipe dream. To that end, there's a need for meaningful political will, as well as international and regional steadfast cooperation, in addition to moral responsibility and a legal commitment being undertaken pursuant to the NPT and pursuant to the outcomes of the 1995 review conference. This is how we can establish this NWFZ.
Israel did not take part in the meeting, which it does not support. The United States has also been absent at the annual meetings, a point noted by Russia's representative Mikhail Ilyanov. He spoke through a translator.
Unfortunately, the representative of the U.S. is absent. They too were co-sponsors of the resolution, and now they prefer to ignore the negotiations process that is underway to that end. And this is very unfortunate, I would say.
Several countries urged Israel to open its nuclear facilities to inspection by the International Atomic Energy Agency. Iran, which has its own nuclear research program, called the nuclear arms race unprecedented and alarming. Ambassador Amir Sayed Iravani said nuclear weapon states have failed to meet disarmament obligations and are modernizing their arsenals.
At the regional level, the Israeli regime backed by U.S. government keeps accumulating all kinds of weapon mass destructions without being party to any legal binding international disarmament instrument and without being subject to any safeguard or verification mechanism.
The conference is scheduled to continue through Friday. How much it will accomplish remains to be seen. Meanwhile, the representative of the State of Palestine told the committee the world needs wise leadership.
The possession of nuclear weapons is not a legal right. It's not an entitlement. Therefore, eliminating nuclear weapons is a legal and ethical responsibility. What we need is the true will to establish it. I thank you.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.